Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Marcy Ann. And I have something to share with you today that I found while doing a search one day on the internet because my brother is coming for a visit, and he's a Vietnam War veteran and a lifetime member of the American Legion. So I thought I would look to see, you know, where the American Legions were in my area. And we would go to something there, and I found out that right here in the retirement community where I live, there is a American Legion post number 257, and they're having a special dinner to honor the fire captain of our county and also the police captain of our county. For their faithful type of service. And so I made arrangements for us to go. Well, and looking up everything, you know, to find out where it is and what time and all those things, I found out that the American Legion sponsors a national student oratorical contest. And these, and so the students in high school, if you're a high school student, you can enter this contest, and you can win some big scholarships and be, you know, taken to the national, wherever it is, every year to receive your awards and things if you win. And I just was so impressed with this. It's to help the students look into the U.S. Constitution and see all of the, to know, to benefit from all of the freedoms that we have as a citizen of the United States. Well, as you know, when a military person, it sometimes at their funeral, they do a military type of ritual, and that includes draping the casket with an American flag, and then usually there's an honor guard then that will take the flag off of the coffin and fold the flag, and sometimes then they have the 21-gun salute. So this particular winner, and I searched and searched, I tried to find who this person was who wrote this speech, and I couldn't find it. So and maybe you're listening right now. It's a wonderful speech, and it's so full of wonderful American tradition that I think we sometimes, you know, if we don't keep these traditions alive, they'll die. So I wanted to read this speech to you and see if it challenged you and that you see if you enjoyed it as much as I did. So here we go. Oh, my gosh, I lost it. Hold on here one second. This is live radio. I had it all set up, ready to go. Shoot. American Legion Post 257, Laguna Woods, California. They have a huge website, so I'm going to scroll down here to get to the place where they, here we go, where they tell about the contest and have this speech. Okay. So, the meaning of a draped coffin. All Americans should know this, because those who think that America is an atheistic nation should really consider that our founding fathers used God's word and teachings to establish our great nation. And I think it's high time Americans get re-educated about this nation's history. Let's be proud of the country we live in, and even more proud of those who serve to protect our God-given rights and freedoms. I hope you will take the time to read my speech to understand what the draped, flag-draped coffin really means. Here is how to understand the flag that was laid upon it and is which has been surrounded by so many widows and widowers. Okay, so then this person goes into, do you know that at military funerals, the 21-gun salute stands for the sum of the numbers of the year 1776? So 1 and 7 would be 8, 8 and 7 is 15, 15 and 6 is 21. So the numbers, that's the 21-gun salute. And then this person says, have you ever noticed the honor guard pays meticulous attention to correctly folding the United States of America flag 13 times? You probably thought it was to symbolize the original 13 colonies, but we are going to learn something new today. The first fold of the flag is a symbol of life. The second fold is the symbol of the belief in eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veterans departing the ranks who gave a portion of their life for the defense of the country to keep the peace throughout the world. The fourth fold represents the weaker nature, for as American citizens trusting in God, it is to Him we turn in times of peace, as well as in times of war, for His divine guidance. The fifth fold is a tribute to the country, for in the words of Stephen Decatur, our country in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but it is still our country, right or wrong. The sixth fold is for where people's hearts lie, because it is with their heart that they pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to the armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that protect our country and our flag against all her enemies, whether they be found within or without the borders of our republic. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death that we might see the light of day. The ninth fold is a tribute to womanhood and to the mothers, for it has been through their faith, their love, loyalty and devotion that the character of the men and women who have made this country safe has been molded. The tenth fold is a tribute to the Father, for He too has given His sons and daughters for the defense of their country since they were first born. The 11th fold represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon, and glorifies in the Hebrews' eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in the Christian eyes God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the 13th fold or when the flag is completely folded, the stars are uppermost, reminding us of the nation's motto, "In God We Trust." After the flag is completely folded and tucked in, it takes on the appearance of a cocked hat, ever reminding us of the soldiers who served under General George Washington and the sailors and Marines who served under Captain John Paul Jones, who were followed by all their comrades and shipmates in the armed forces of the United States from then on, preserving for us the rights and privileges and freedoms we enjoy today. These are some of the traditions and ways of doing things that have deep meaning. And in the future, when you see flags folded, now you will know why. Share this with the children you love and all others who love what is referred to as the symbol of liberty and freedom, our flag. Then this student says, maybe the Supreme Court should reread this. And then this student also encouraged all of us to send it to somebody of political or financial influence that could maybe help make sure these traditions are not lost. And then they said, in the meantime, may God protect us always, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Don't you feel there that I feel like this was a very young person, you know, maybe not more than 14 or 15 years old, and I could feel in them this desire for those things that have, you know, been influential and actually the foundations of this country and what has motivated us and empowered us throughout our very short life. You know, we're a very young country. We're only 218 years old, and we're out there, you know, in a leadership position, actually, among many, many countries with thousands and thousands and thousands of years of living history. So I just felt so touched in my heart when I read this, because even in all my years, I had never known what the folding of the flag meant. I didn't know. I did know that, you know, the draping of the flag meant that the person had served in the military. But I did not know about the folding of the flag and why it is done so meticulously, and the 21-gun salute. We're coming up on Memorial Day, and I hope this enriches your celebrations of it. I'm going to play the wonderful mission bells from San Juan Capistrano. They ring these bells for all grand and glorious events.